It is 22 minutes to nine. So how's your commute going this morning? Thousands of rail passengers are being hit by disruption as train drivers at 16 companies are out on strike. RMT workers walk out tomorrow when the Eurovision final is taking place in Liverpool. The government has told us this morning there are good offers on the table, but the unions disagree. So when are we going to see light at the end of what is looking like a very long, very dark tunnel? Let's speak to Miranda Grell, who's a former senior policy advisor for the conciliation service ACAS. Morning, Miranda.
Good morning, Chloe.
I mean, we've spoken to you many times during this dispute, and I kind of feel as we speak to you this morning that in some ways the rail unions are getting further apart. I mean, the language this morning from ASLEF's General Secretary Mick Whelan, he says things like he feels that the government has acted in bad faith during negotiations, and he says at some point someone's going to realise these are government-led strikes. I mean, this is getting worse, isn't it?
Chloe, I just watched back an interview that Mick Whelan did on the BBC about an hour ago, and the language, the quotes you've just read out, what I picked up was even more dramatic than that. So he called what the government was saying malicious lies. He said what they were doing was a malicious act. And for those of us who had Bible lessons when we were little, he said that what the government was doing was virtually giving up our firstborn son. And so we've now got to the stage where biblical references are being invoked in this extremely knotty, robust, tense, long-term dispute. I would now say that this is a long-term dispute. It's been mooted that it could go on for years. The unions have the stamina to continue this industrial action for years. So, yes, Chloe, since we spoke, it absolutely has got worse.
Is that always the case, that the longer a dispute goes on, it gets nastier? Or does it sometimes happen that one side backs down? Because I get the sense that that's what the government is almost hoping for, just waiting to see if the unions blink first.
I think what it is that in the UK, we have not had widespread industrial action since, I would say, the mid-80s. The 90s, the noughties were relatively calm periods in terms of industrial relations. Strikes appeared to be a thing of the past. So I don't think that any current government is able to see how this current wave of industrial action will play out, because we've not experienced anything like this in the UK for about 40 years. If we do take the historical view, the last very protracted dispute in living memory for some of your listeners will have been the miners' strike, which was the mid-80s. And that was well over a year. And that was extremely bitter, as we know, and decimated the coal industry. And we saw the after effects. And I do believe that what we're experiencing now is akin to the miners' strike, but spread across multiple industries. And that's why it's unprecedented. And I really don't think that the government holding out, in my view, is not a feasible medium to long-term solution at all.
So trust appears to be a massive issue on both sides, particularly from the unions. How do you establish any kind of trust, or at least get people around the table? I mean, in some cases, there aren't even talks going on.
Absolutely. And I think that is the fundamental problem of this dispute. It is the union's view, and I have had a look at what both Mick Whelan and Mick Lynch have had to say. Mick Whelan says that these are government-led strikes, as you've just told us, government-driven strikes, government-organised strikes. Mick Lynch says the government has tied the hands of the railway companies and prevented them offering a fair deal. So the unions clearly have the government in its sight, not even the employers. And it's about whether the government does want to come to the table. I do think there's something about this current generation of ministers, as I say, who were either very young, potentially not even born in the mid-80s when the miners' strike took place. And therefore, I'm not sure if they really understand what they're dealing with. They do have ACAS, the conciliation service, my former employers. ACAS are neutral. They receive public funds to assist with these disputes. It's unfathomable to me why the government at this stage and all of the employers have not yet, even secretly, as my understanding, had any conversations with ACAS.
because that's only the real way forward, isn't it, I guess, at this point. But has it got to the point where there would need to be a concession before they're even willing to enter talks?
Well, my understanding of the ASLEF dispute that's taking place today is that what the government did, and we've heard it in the media around this morning, is they said we'll offer 4% in the first year and then we'll offer 4% in the second year. And that appears to be what has enraged the ASLEF trade union. ASLEF say that they were of the understanding that negotiations for the second year, the percentage in terms of a pay increase, was not determined yet. They thought that they would be able to negotiate that. And they say the government is essentially trying to bounce them into it. And that's the problem. There's a breakdown of trust because there appear to be conditions being put forward, played out in public to the general public. And apparently this is what has enraged the union. So I think all parties in a dispute as bitter as this would need to come to the table with no conditions. That will be very, very hard for both sides because they have their respective audiences to keep on board and to keep support from. But at this stage, I think in the short term, that's the only thing they can do. In the long term, Chloe, it may be that we start to look at other countries and other systems. In Germany, they have a system called Mitbestimmung. That means co-determination, where there are employees on the boards voting in companies and boards of directors. It has been something the UK has talked about in the past, but it never got very far, as I say, because industrial action waned. Maybe we've got to start looking at these longer term solutions that seem to work well in other countries, though Germany has strikes as well, I understand, on the German railways this very weekend.
Mm. Miranda, it's always good to get your insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chloe.
That is Miranda Grell. She's a former senior policy advisor for the conciliation organisation ACAS.